raising a family to raising almonds. There are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embracea that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis, because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, December 31st, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
ICE agents and disruptions in past rubbles reported on social media. Highway 41 between Chelan and Reef Station reopens. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with about a half inch of rain, highs in the mid-50s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. They'll get to the root of the problem. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents and vehicles were seen in Paso Robles and in San Miguel this week. A video on social media, dated for December 29th, says agents were seen on the Spring Street exit for the northbound US 101 and heading towards San Miguel. Protesters allegedly followed some of these ICE vehicles in Paso Robles, honking their horns, with others yelling through a bullhorn for agents to get the blank out of their neighborhood. Paso Robles City Councilmember Chris Beal also posted on social media, "I am so proud of all the volunteers and caring neighbors. If you hear the horns, whistles, and bullhorns, go to them and bear witness." The City of Paso Robles is now accepting applications for the Housing Authority, Planning Commission, and Supplemental Sales Tax Oversight Committee. Housing Authority applications are due January 30th and will be for two upcoming vacancies for four-year terms. The Planning Commission's applications are due January 29th. And is for three upcoming vacancies for three-year terms. Applications for the Supplemental Sales Tax Oversight Committee are due January 29th at 5 p.m. Applications are for two at-large membership positions, each a three-year term. Applications can be found on the City of Paso Robles website. Highway 41 between Chelan and Reef Station reopens. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The segment of Highway 41, whose closure started on Sunday night, has reopened. The sections from the 46 at the Chelan Y to Highway 33 at Reeves Station. The closure began after a major rock slide on Sunday night caused a significant blockage. Concrete barriers have been installed on the roadway, topped with protective fencing. And work behind these barriers off the road will continue next month, weather permitting. The annual New Year's Eve celebration for Paso Robles will take place tonight, returning by popular demand. The city's concert starts at 7 p.m. with a countdown to midnight for the East Coast starting at 9. Event highlights include live music from the Lucky Devils Band, food trucks, beer, wine, and cocktails, Dragon Knight Stilt Walkers, and, of course, a spectacular bonfire, all with free admission. Chairs, dogs, or outside alcohol are allowed inside the event area. Come celebrate New Year's Day in the Paso Robles Downtown City Park. The event will occur, rain or shine, according to the city's website. And even with rain on the forecast, Cayucas Beach will ring in the new year with its annual polar bear dip. This annual tradition starts at noon today with a king tide also predicted. A king tide is when the Earth, Sun, and Moon are all in alignment, causing an exceptionally high tide for the area. The event includes costume contests and prizes, a live DJ, and don't forget to buy a t-shirt to support the Chamber of Commerce. Cal Fire and numerous lifeguards will be on site to ensure everyone is remaining safe. Come celebrate the new year at noon today at the Cayucas Pier. CHP will be entering another holiday enforcement period tonight at 6, concluding just before midnight on Thursday, January 1st. CHP encourages drivers to follow traffic laws, slow down, and always drive sober. During last year's enforcement period for the new year, CHP reported 10 fatal crashes and 481 arrests statewide for driving under the influence. To have a safe new year, CHP advises everyone to plan ahead. Designate a sober driver, use a rideshare service or public transportation, and report drunk drivers by calling 911. And here are some more laws going into effect for California in 2026. SB 766 allows a customer to return a used vehicle within 3 days of purchase. The law also requires auto dealers to disclose the full price of a vehicle and bans unwanted junk products and services that increase the price of a vehicle. AB 1299 waives or reduces fines for parking tickets if the owner of the vehicle can prove they are unable to pay the ticket in full due to homelessness or financial hardship. SB 243 requires companies that provide chatbots to remind users they believe to be minors are interacting with artificial intelligence and not a human. Operators must also prevent the talk of suicide or self-harm by AI chatbots. SB 760 requires that all K-12 public and charter schools to have at least one all-gender or gender-neutral bathroom at each school site. AB 3216 requires that California school districts adopt policies that limit or prohibit the use of smartphones while they are on campus. In sports for the NFL, on Saturday, the Buccaneers will face the Panthers. The 49ers will go against the Seahawks. On Sunday, January 4th, KPRL will have the Cowboys and Giants, then the Raiders and Chiefs, finally the Ravens and Steelers. In the NBA, yesterday the Clippers beat the Kings 131-90, the Pistons over the Lakers 128-109, Celtics beat the Jazz 129-119, and tonight the Warriors will face the Hornets, the Thunder will go against the Trailblazers, the Wizards will face the Bucks, the Nuggets will go against the Raptors, and the Knicks will face the Spurs. Local news is sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14. Now it's time for California News.
California Headline News. Three hikers reported missing on Mount Baldy are dead. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office saying the bodies were found during an aerial search several hours after a search and rescue mission began.
It is extremely unusual to have three persons die at the same time or found dead at the same time. while they're out hiking trying to enjoy nature.
Jenny Smith with the Sheriff's Office. Search teams initially looking for an injured 19-year-old hiker who fell 500 feet. Covered California's deadline for coverage in 2026 is today. With Affordable Care Act subsidies coming to an end, the state is offering some financial help.
We do have some funding from the state budget that is mitigating some of these price increases. We're very privileged to be one of the few states that has state funding to do this here in California.
Jessica Altman with Covered California saying nearly $200 million has been allocated in California to help about 300,000 people with the lowest incomes. Gas prices in the state, $4.26 a gallon, down 30 cents from last month. Jeff Scott, California News. California headline news. New details emerging in the high-profile homicide investigation in which a grand jury is being asked to consider a murder indictment connected to the death of Celeste Rivas Hernandez. The teenager's remains found in the trunk of a Tesla in September in L.A. The case involving R&B singer David, whose real name is David Anthony Burke. Private investigator Steve Fisher says police found a burn cage incinerator and a chainsaw at the singer's rented Hollywood Hills home. Prosecutors reportedly still presenting evidence to the grand jury. California News, I'm Jeff Scott.
This is Dr. Brad Dick. They say that time flies when you're having fun. The last 25 years have gone in a flash, and now it's time to retire. I thank everyone that has given me the privilege of helping them feel better today. I look forward to seeing you all around town and having a conversation. I hope to see all of you soon.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California wine grape growers continued this year to remove vineyards as the sector contends with an oversupply of grapes due to a global downturn in wine sales. Sonoma County grower Andrew Forcini said his 2025 crop turned out well, but like many wine grape growers, he struggled to sell the fruit. It was hard to find a buyer. If you're lucky and have your crop sold, you're doing well. But if you don't have your crop sold or have half your crop sold, it's very challenging times, Forcini told Ag Alert in a field report, adding he had reduced his acreage in response to the wine grape market. We removed a percentage of acreage this growing season that we couldn't sell. We're going to remove a little more. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Cloudy skies today with about a half inch of rain, highs in the mid-50s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with about another half inch of rain, highs, lows right around 51, southeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Showers early tomorrow, then some peaks of sunshine later on in the day, highs in the upper 50s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is clouds rolling back in on Saturday, continuing into Wednesday next week. About a half inch of rain on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Showers on Tuesday and Wednesday. Upper 50s Friday, low 60s Saturday, mid-50s on Sunday, upper 50s Monday, low 60s on Tuesday, 59 a week from today. Currently, it is 50 degrees and rainy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Fewer people filed for first-time jobless help last week than the week before, a third straight week of drops, claims last week falling by 16,000 to 199,000. That is lower than the 220,000 a lot of analysts were expecting, and one of the lowest levels of the year. Claims are often volatile over the holiday period, but economists say the recent low level of claims is a sign of relatively steady labor market conditions. Continuing claims, that is the total pool of those receiving unemployment help, that edged down to 1.86 million. The December non-farm payrolls report due next week will give more clues on the health of the labor market. It'll be the first payrolls report to be released on schedule since September. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. He's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, and of course, you can text that, 238-KPRL. Join us on the last day of this year. I was going to say the last day of the new year. That wouldn't make sense, though, would it? A lot of things don't make sense.
Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Pots and pans. Well, you wear old dresses, sun comes shining through. Well, you wear old dresses, sun comes shining through. I can't believe mine, all the mess belongs to you. I believe you was all you never in my life.
KPRL. Coming up this afternoon, Karen will be in for Sound Off, kind of updating on some of the big news stories of 2025. Also, she'll be in having a conversation with a council member, Mr. Bausch, on the city and the recent ICE activities, including the social media posting of one elected official. And that would be Beal. Let's see. I am so proud of all the volunteers and caring neighbors, Beal wrote on social media on Tuesday morning. If you hear the horns, whistle, and bullhorns, go to them and bear witness. This has to do with the ICE coming to this area here in the north end of Paso Robles, and I believe San Miguel and Chandon as well, with some warrants. So a question to anybody who is serving the public: if the authorities have warrants for people who could be criminals, do you want them remaining in your town? Do you want that? And do you want to now have the public going and interfering, possibly, with law enforcement trying to do their job by alerting the public to do that and call them names and so forth? Is that your responsibility as an elected official? Now, we've had this issue before with social media. Well, they have the right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we hear that a lot. People have the right. What is prudent? What is responsibility? And so forth and so on. I'm sure nothing will be said about this at all. Because like in the board and other boards, whether it's school boards and so forth, the people in charge have absolutely no character and no backbone. You have to question why people, public officials, or even elected officials, it's a topic of debate of the use of social media. Now, obviously, they have a right to. But is it wise to? Obviously, we've seen quite a few in this county get into some issues and have to get into battles. I am completely removed from this. I simply do not I can't comprehend, particularly as an elected official, why you want to get into a battle on social media. Obviously, all of you know, I don't use social media. I guess I have better things to do with my life. Maybe I don't. And I'm not that... I don't need the feedback or the... I don't even know the words, but this is... you have to question somebody's mental stability to do this, particularly an elected official. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. This is Linda George. What a juicy article to wake up to. What I want to say is early yesterday morning, as you know, I live just around the corner from the radio station, I heard the bullhorns. And my first thought was, stay out of it. I am completely blown away that Chris Beall would support that. I really am. I don't even know what to think about it, frankly, because they were coming back and forth, the ICE agents here yesterday on the corner of my park. I could have ran out there. I could have said something. But the one thing I know, I would never interfere with law enforcement, especially a federal agent. Mm-hmm. It's really I don't know what to think about it, but I called for one specific reason. Let's remember, next year, Chris Beall is up for election. Her seat is up. It was a partial term, and this is where I want to say, once again, we need to get people in there that will not do these types of things.
Well, the question I brought up before I picked up the phone, Linda, is, okay, we hear the term, and I think it's overused, but, you know, they have the right. But my main point is it even wise for an elected official to get into these you-know-what contests on social media?
No. No. I mean, if you look at the pattern of our particular council, nobody, Mayor Hammond, Steve Gregory, Fred Strong, Chris Bausch, they are not even on social media. And these are the reasons why. Because first it came from the last false alarm, if you remember, came from the Democratic Party. Okay, so now this is coming straight from a council person congratulating people breaking the law. That's how I see it.
Well,
so
I do too. If you know, because some of these, I said they had warrants for people, and warrant, right. And they don't have the warrants to give them, you know, the Eagle Scout award. These are people that are potentially dangerous criminals. So is the council person then saying she's okay with having these people living in the community?
Well, that's absolutely something that people can believe. Because when I read that this morning, I'm like, what is going on? They were here all day. Well, you guys were on the radio while I was sitting here, you know. They were here all day. I heard them again, you know, with the bullhorn. And I thought, what's going on? Again, whether I was in that seat or not, okay, I would still not get involved. Because what really ends up happening is that you end up going to jail, too. So why would you get yourself in a position? You know, some elected people who want to go into Congress, go into state assembly, think it's quite cool when they get arrested. I remember meeting a congressman, Ben Bob Filner, who's now in jail from San Diego. And at a congressional hearing I was testifying at, he said to us that he was the first congressman who got arrested before he was elected. And that was back in the day when activism was on the streets, you know, protests with the actual congressional people there. I get that, but that she has no path forward. She's not running for mayor. She's not doing anything different after this district seat. So to me, that's just clear interference at this point. She had a career path into Congress. Maybe the kids think that's cool and votes for her. Okay, but here in such a small community, I would have just taken the same path of least resistance and let Chief Nord and let ICE handle the people. Trust me, I live here. There are people that need to go. There are people who need to go. I live here with them. So I hear gunshots. I hear things like that. And it's not everything that the Paso PD can attend to on their own. Now, you didn't see Chief Nord going against them.
No, but, you know, so. But here's what happened, and I found this out from a source yesterday that called me about 5 o'clock, that because of the social media post, that people were thanking the Paso Robles, the police department, for interfering with ICE. However, the police department has said they are not interfering or working with ICE agents. So, you know, this puts undue heat on Paso Robles police, who are trying to do their job here in the city of Paso Robles, to protect us. They don't need this extra garbage.
No, they don't. And right now we're waiting for the public safety feedback to come. That is supposed to happen, I think, in January, Chris Hewitt, the city manager, said. Right now, Chief Nord has done a tremendous job of turning around the police department from Cry Lewis. And they're doing really good. They're doing really good. And that's a lot. You're absolutely right. They don't need negative attention when they're turning their police department around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not going to be better immediately, but I have seen a true difference, and you will see it on social media comments as Chief Nord has been in charge, that everybody is very pleased with their interactions, even with officers that they had prior problems with.
Mm-hmm.
So Chief Nord's, we've had extensive conversations, and he is a public servant. He tells his officers, you are here to protect and serve, even to the people you may not like anymore, because they have some frequent flyers. So, yeah, I was, you know, again, she's up for election. Let's get her out. We need someone in District 1. KPRL is in District 1. We need someone in District 1 who is for the people and knows their place, for a lack of better words at this moment.
Well, here's something else. Two sides to this. One is, I wonder how many of these people that were telling the officers to get the you-know-what out of the neighborhood and all the horn blowing and so forth, how many of them are really in this end of town, or are these so-called quote-unquote professionals? And the other is, if they are ones that are down here, you know, so you're okay with having criminals live in your neighborhood. Is that what you're telling us?
Okay, wait a minute. Let me correct that statement. She's okay with criminals living in our neighborhood because she doesn't live here.
Well, that's another thing I was going to bring up, and I was thinking about it driving in this morning. I've been down here in this area since 1984.
Wow.
I've seen a lot of stuff go on, and I saw it when the Paso Robles Police Department put a substation over on the other side of the street, where you are. And one of the reasons was because they weren't getting any help from the community.
Mm.
All right? So what do we have to do? We have to spend extra money to placate these people, and then they still don't want to help out the police with giving information. And now we have potentially people who don't want the ICE agents in here removing criminals from the community. I almost want to say, you know what? Live in the hell that you want.
But don't make us live in it.
Well, that's the other side of my argument. That's why I wouldn't fly. But, you know, sometimes you just get so damn angry and say, okay, folks, you want to live with criminals? Have at it.
Correct. And, you know, and the reality is, in Paso, there's no real ghetto. Like right now, Oak Park, the housing, I've been living next to them since 2019. It's a very quiet housing project. They have some strict rules over there.
They've cleaned that place. So, they've cleaned that place up amazingly.
Really? Okay. Because I've never seen it out of order since I've been here.
Well, no, I'm going back, you know, maybe 10 years or so, where it was kind of a little dangerous.
I believe you. I believe you, because when I first moved here, even my cousins who grew up in Atascadero, he didn't want to come fix my porch because of the reputation of North County in previous, you know, decades. So as far as I've, you know, been here, I have not seen anything in the back that's really obnoxious. I mean, the cops are pretty good about patrolling around this area.
Yep.
But, you know, for me, it's like, okay, well, I've lived in unincorporated Hayward. unincorporated San Leandro, unincorporated Oakland. I mean, I've lived in ghettos. So the simple fact that this area is really decent, you know, for being the housing area.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad for that. I mean, that's, I push this park to grow up and to fix its stuff too. So, because, you know, I've said this to you, your station is so nice. It's manicured. It's beautiful. And this entire community, and I have a vision for it. This entire section from 24th Street to 101, this is a concentration area of as far as speeding with partying and stuff, things like that. And I think Chief Nord has done a really great job sending his officers down here.
Yep.
And if you call and ask him, and I've asked him, I said, man, they're really speeding from 32 all the way to 101. They're going 40 miles per hour. He threw up the trailers. And that's why you saw them there, because it's a blind spot coming on our corner, 32nd and Spring, no matter which way you turn from.
Yep, it is.
Yeah, you can't see anything. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's very crass to the original Chris Beal subject that she even did that. It's not her place. It's not for her to say. And I almost wish she actually was physically involved so she got arrested.
Yeah.
To me, that's not cool anymore.
Well,
maybe it was cool back in the 90s or the 2000s when you want to run for Congress, but that's not okay anymore.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if and how she tries to defend this.
I want to see, too.
Yeah.
And I hope everybody sends her an email and letting her know how dissatisfied they are with that comment.
Indeed.
Because she needs to know.
You're right. Okay, Linda, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too. Both of you. Take care now.
All right, bye. Also, folks, we do know that we have made a mistake, that the polar plunge or whatever it is, the polar bear plunge will be tomorrow at noon, not today. Not today. And that's rain or shine, too, right, Chris?
Rain or shine.
And the same for this evening for the city of Paso Robles.
That's correct.
Now, I refer to New Year's Eve as amateur night. However, for those of you, if it does rain, if you are out there at the city park, and then tomorrow, if it rains, then at the polar plunge, you are professionals. You know, if you do show up. The others who, I'll say, chicken out because you get a little wet. You know, we have things called umbrellas, too, that may protect you if you know how to use one. They're very, very difficult to use an umbrella. So go out there, enjoy it. You are the definition of the amateur, not the true professional. So decision is yours anyway. All right, Chris, something that caught my ears, as usual. You did something on one of the new laws coming in 2026 and had to do with fines. What was that? And because I heard the word hardship.
Oh, that's AB 1299. It waives or reduces fines for parking tickets if the owner of the vehicle can prove they are unable to pay the ticket in full due to homelessness or financial hardship.
Okay, so we have laws on the books, and we're going to base it now on people's ability to pay. So if you break the law, that's how we're going to judge it. I think maybe we should do this. If you are filthy rich, you should pay more. Because I'm kidding. Of course, I'm kidding. Because I've said this about, you know, people that, you know, their hardships. Look, if you're going through life with a hardship, maybe you ought to think about some of the decisions that may be costly. Or maybe you're in a hardship because of the decisions you made in life haven't been the best. So you're not learning a damn thing. But the rest of us that, you know, we park or, you know, whatever the situation is, so we're going to, then you have to pay the full amount, but someone who's going to declare hardship. And I'm sure, Chris, they don't go into the definition fully on what constitutes a hardship, do they?
I assume the full text of the law does, but I did not get the chance to read the full text.
Well, it's probably about 300 pages.
Maybe.
So that would be a pain in the... And it's all that legalese and stuff like that.
Right, right.
Yep. So, all right, let's see here. And we have... Okay, I'll get to that in a second here. I got the email first. You know, Kevin, it was enough for me to see one of the past Roble City Council members, Chris Beal, aligning with the water pirates because of her personal gain with her wine business. Now to see that she is blasting on social media about ICE doing their job is some getting disgusting. She was also blasting on social media, warning others there were ICE heading next. Not sure this behavior is her job description as a council member. Well, as I mentioned, they get away with this because it's social media and they have the Fourth Amendment. Maybe if she cares so much about all these folks that came into our nation illegally, she would help them take the legal steps to make their citizenship here legal. But maybe that's above her actual knowledge or common sense. She should be ashamed of herself. Nothing like the appearance of obstruction of justice. But, hey, maybe she doesn't mind her tax dollars funding all those folks. Or maybe she doesn't pay taxes. I wouldn't be surprised. All right, Linda, listen up. You're going to get hit here. This is on the text. Linda George has only herself to blame because of her, she, I don't know, this, of her, it's, I'm just reading this, of her, she split the Republican vote in the District 1, resulting in the Liberal councilwoman, Chris Beal. Okay, that's always a question or a criticism that comes up when we saw it in the school board as well, and other races too. So, all right, well, thanks for that information, folks, and let's see here. We got to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. A segment of Highway 41, whose closure started on Sunday night, has reopened. The section was from the 46 at the Chelan Y to Highway 33 at Reeve Station. Concrete barriers have been installed on the roadway, with work behind these barriers off the road to continue next month. Even with rain on the forecast, Cayucas Beach will ring in the new year with its annual polar bear dip. This tradition starts at noon tomorrow, with the king tide also predicted. Cal Fire and numerous lifeguards will be on site to ensure everyone's safety. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with about a half inch of rain, highs in the mid-50s, it's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The Trump administration putting all child care payments to Minnesota on hold as widespread fraud allegations continue.
Allegations of daycare fraud in Minnesota has led to increased national scrutiny of how federal dollars are spent. HHS is also demanding Minnesota Governor Tim Walz audit daycare centers for data, including inspections, attendance, and licensing.
Fox's Gernal Scott, New Year's Eve celebration set for tonight. It's 2026 is just hours away. A million people expected to brave the bitter cold tonight to watch the ball drop in New York's Times Square. Security will be tight for celebrations in New Orleans, 1 year after an attack left 14 people dead. Three hikers found dead on Mount Baldy in Southern California. Their remains found along Devil's Backbone Trail. An actor, Isaiah Whitlock Jr., has died. The Wire actor was 71. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
New year, new keys? Look, am I making resolutions? Win more money is absolutely on the list. Every Thursday in January from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., three winners every hour can win Tatchy Cash or cash. Then at 8 p.m., one lucky winner scores a prize and $5,000 in cash. So yeah, drink more water is cool, but new gear and $5,000 feels like a real new year upgrade. It's keys and cash only at Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
It is 10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
The 76ers got by the Grizzlies 139-136 in overtime. 34 points apiece for Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. VJ Edgecombe added 25, including the go-ahead three ball with 2 seconds left in OT. College football bowl season. Independence Bowl in Shreveport, Louisiana Tech trailed Coastal Carolina by 11 at the half, but pitched a shutout in the second half and rallied for a 23-14 win. At the Music City Bowl in Nashville, Illinois squandered a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, but edged Tennessee 30-28 on David Alano's field goal as time ran out. And at the Alamo Bowl last night in San Antonio, TCU's Ken Seals took a swing pass 35 yards to the end zone in overtime as the Horned Frogs upended number 16 USC 30-27. For more bowl games today, then we're set for the first playoff quarterfinal tonight. The Cotton Bowl in Dallas, number 2 Ohio State against Miami, with the other quarters coming up on New Year's Day. Hockey, the Maple Leafs shut out the Devils 4-0. Joseph Wall stopped all 33 shots he faced. Islanders coughed up a 2-goal lead in the third, but shaded the Blackhawks 3-2 in a shootout. Bo Horvat with the winner.
I just tried to throw something different than coming in on my normal side, and thankfully it ended up working out.
Nick Suzuki scored the tying and winning goals as the Canadians tripped the Panthers 3-2 in overtime. And college hoops, number 13 Nebraska nailed New Hampshire. The Huskers now 13-0, best start in school history, and they wrapped up their first unbeaten non-conference slate since 1929. That's Wednesday sports.
NFL triple header starting this Sunday morning at 9:30. It'll be the Cowboys and the Giants, then the Raiders and the Chiefs, and an important game, the final one, 4:30. It is Baltimore and Pittsburgh, all here on KPRL. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety. Visit them online, avilatraffic.com. Cloudy with rain, and we have a little bit so far, so that's through most of the day, mid-50s. Into tonight as well, a 98% chance of rain. Overnight lows in the upper 40s, about a 70% chance of rain showers early on your first day of the new year with some sunshine later in the day. Highs in the upper 50s to start off 2026. On Friday, cloudy upper 50s, could get some more rain more than likely, about an 80%+, 60 degrees. Mid-50s Sunday with rain on the way. Monday, some rain, maybe 60%, upper 50s. Tuesday, 60 with some showers, about a 50%. And Wednesday, a week from today, about a 45 to 50% chance, upper 50s. Today's UV index will be 2. Up and down, 7:13 a.m., right on the nose, 5 p.m., it is got some rain, 49. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic. They're in Atascadero. They are family-owned and operated. They service, supply, rent, and they also sell traffic control equipment. Moving right along here on The Right Choice, KPRL, and let's see here. We've got, here we go.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
The world-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are your San Luis Obispo County-wide approved concealed carry training team. All right, let's see here. We do have the last call, and we put them on for 3 days. And if you need us to continue, please let us know, and we will do so because we want to get the animals reunited, such as the two dogs. Two female dogs, one's a Brittany Spaniel and the other is a German Shepherd mix. The Spaniel is brown and white. The Shepherd is black and gold, and they do have collars but no tags. The Spaniel has a gray collar and the Shepherd has a pink collar.
And that's a shepherd with a pink collar, man. That's all right. 35 to 40 pounds, and both are chipped. They've been missing since the 23rd, North Paso Robles, and that is, I think it was, from what I saw, somebody sent something. I forget who, but maybe up by Wilsona. So let's get the pooches home for the new year. Community calendar. Oh, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230. The office will be closing today at 2, not here tomorrow. We'll be back open on Friday. Or you can go reception at kprl.com, which is the best way to go. And the world-famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Just go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. I have no idea how I'm going to do this one, because it's just... doesn't I don't even know why I went this way, but what the heck. Okay, I'll have to it'll depend on how somebody answers and how I can. I'm using the word manipulate, but that's not the correct word. But anyway, what is the most likely resolution, New Year's resolution, to be successful? What is the most likely resolution to be successful? And again, I'm the judge and the jury here, so you're really at my mercy. You're really at my mercy today.
The most likely resolution to be successful.
Yes.
Okay, so it can't be something that, you know, is on Quitter's Day.
No. Yeah, well, you know, this doesn't say how long it has to be successful either. So.
True. I didn't think about that. You know, if you're successful for 24 hours.
You know what, folks? Speaking of resolutions, we were talking about it earlier this week, and I just thought that because the person on in the other room here, he's a young man, you know, that age and stuff like that. And I was thinking maybe we should put a little heat on him. Can't stand the heat? Get out of the kitchen. You know, you've heard that thing?
Yes, I have.
I think we should kind of maybe put a little heat or pressure on Chris to do at least a 5K marathon.
Sure.
Because, you know, that was kind of on his bucket list anyway. So let's kind of give him a little confident push to do that. And we won't even ask him what his times are or what place he finishes. Okay? Anyway, hi, good morning.
I'm going to go on personal experience and say going back to the gym.
You're kind of close, but that's not what I'm looking for. Like I said, there's really, when I hear the right answer, I'll let you know. Because as a matter of fact, I was talking to a guy yesterday at the gym, haven't seen him in a while, Randy, and we were talking about it. I said, yeah, I said, the rookies will be coming in after the first of the year, and then after 2 weeks, they gone. I'm going to do this. All right, so what do you think it is? The most likely resolution to be successful. And there's a couple of them here that come in, and one of them, I mean, I'll give you a hint. It seems ridiculous, but it is pretty easy. And it has to do with a lifestyle change. Okay. And they're kind of grouped together here. That's why this isn't, you know, it's not definitive. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, put a little more heat into the bedroom with the wife.
No, that's not it. Hi, good morning.
Lose weight.
No, that's a big... No, not really, because those are on the list of big failures, Chris.
Oh, how well.
Big failures. I mean, these are simple things that are easy to do. And anyway, we're going to be running out of time, so nobody will be on the list as a qualifier. That's it. We're done.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The City of Paso Robles is now accepting applications for the Housing Authority, Planning Commission, and Supplemental Sales Tax Oversight Committee. More information about the applications and current terms can be found on the city's website. The annual New Year's Eve celebration for Paso Robles will be tonight. The city's New Year's Eve bonfire and concert starts at 7 p.m. with a countdown to midnight for the East Coast starting at 9. The event will occur rain or shine. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today, half inch of rain, highs in the mid-50s, it's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
The most successful ones are the ones that they're easiest to do. And in that list is drinking more water, getting more sleep, and finding a skill. Those are the three most likely to be successful. The losing weight and get fit are way down, so don't even try.
All right, two more hours to go. This hour brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. They'll get to the root of the problem. 805-610-8266.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.